from San Diego, California, it's the Frugal Life Podcast with your host, Ricky Hershey.
Welcome to the Frugal Life. I have to be careful as I record this because my wife is in the kitchen right now and hopefully is not going to make a ruckus. This week, I have some updates on Yada Savings. Do you remember Yada Savings from a few episodes ago? The bank that's giving over 2% in interest a year. Well, they've made a change to how tickets are given if you have over $25,000 on the platform. So for your first $25,000, nothing has changed. Every $25 you contribute to the platform, or put in your account, I should say, every week you get a ticket for every $25. But on balances over $25,000, every $150, you get another ticket. So based on a comment I read, the old APY was 1.65%, and the new APY on balances over $25,000 is 0.44%. So that 0.44% is not as good. I think you may be able to find higher rates at other banks. I don't remember what rate I'm getting, but I thought I saw 0.6 quoted recently. So for me, I'm probably going to take all of my money beyond $25,000 off of the platform because it's just not worth it to me at this point. But still, for that first $25,000, I would definitely put it into Yada Savings because that 1.65% is better than anything else in an FDIC-insured account. So if you still haven't made an account at Yada Savings, and I know you haven't because it notifies me when I get referrals, you should set one up. Make sure to use my code RICHARD45. You get 100 bonus tickets. When you use that link, I get 100 bonus tickets. So it benefits you, it benefits me, it benefits the podcast, and hopefully we'll be able to keep the podcast running in the air. So why is Yada making this change? Well, probably because they're giving out too much money. Their offer was just too appealing, and instead of having a few really big depositors, I think they want to have many, many, many small depositors. Basically, the more people they can cross-sell products to in the future, the better. And so it's a good business decision for them, and in turn, in a way, it's probably good for us as well, users of Yada Savings, because if the company doesn't do well, we don't get rewards. Not that I think there's going to be a run on the bank or anything like that, but I just mean if the project is not viable long term, it is bad for us. And really what they're doing right now is they're still just in the growth stages of the product, right? They're not turning a profit at this point, to my understanding. They're just trying to grow a customer base. And we, the first movers, benefit big time from this. Yada also gave some interesting news in their newsletter. One of their announcements was Yada Digital Gift Cards. And so you can give a gift card to someone. And if it's their first time signing up for Yada, you'll both get bonus tickets when they sign up using your gift card. It seems like a really cool way to give someone a Christmas present. And so I'm actually debating possibly giving out some gift cards to people on my mailing list. No promises though, so we'll see what happens. They also apparently announced a debit card. You get 10% back in tickets, and there's a 1 in 500 chance they will pay for whatever you just bought. And if you have more than 10 referrals, you get a premium metal card. So I'm probably going to try this if I can get those 10 referrals, so please sign up. All right, let's stop begging. Also, they have a new thing called a prize no matter what. If you don't win a prize that week, you get a bonus ticket for the next week's drawing. So I think this really only affects people with really, really small account balances. Once you have a certain number of tickets, like me, you always win, and you win quite a few tickets. All right, well, that's all the news on Yada Savings. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So I just double checked. My own personal high yield savings account that I use with American Express is offering a 0.6% interest rate, which beats that 0.44 expected rate on deposits greater than $25,000. And just to reiterate, your first $25,000 is not affected by this rate change. There are a few other things I wanted to talk about briefly. There's a new post on the blog. In case you didn't even know that there is a blog, there is a blog. It's www.thefruglife.com. I had a guest post recently by Martin of Studentnomics. Jeez, I hope I said that right. Martin's a really good guy. He's very active in the Twitter community. He shares some great, insightful posts and is way more engaging on Twitter than me. So you should check him out and follow him. But he wrote a great post for me about starting a side hustle with some great tips. Check it out on the blog. It's the first post right now, but it's titled How to Start Making Money with a Side Hustle. While you're there, there's some other goodies too. The transcript for the last Yada episode is there as well. So if you want to read my last episode on Yada savings, you can do that there. I don't really know why, if you're listening to this, you'd want to read that, but instead of just going and listening to it. But it's a free country. Do whatever you want. And there's also links there to sign up to the newsletter, as well as other ways to support the show. As always, I want to hear from you, the listeners. What do you want to see from The Frug Life in the next year? My listenership in 2020 apparently has grown 80% from last year on Spotify, which is pretty cool. There was, I think, 18 different countries that listened, or people from other countries, I should say, that listened to the show on Spotify. That's just Spotify. If you look at my numbers across all of Anchor, I think there was like 50-something countries or something crazy like that. So I'd like to hear from you from all over the world, really. Let me know what personal finance questions you have, and I'll do my best to answer them. All right, well, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed. Have a great week, and as always, stay frugal.